the positive psychology of synchronicity. Enhance your mental health with the power of coincidence. Written and read by Chris Mackie. What is synchronicity? Carl Jung, the eminent Swiss psychiatrist, coined the term synchronicity in the mid-1920s. He didn't lecture or write about it until the 1950s, partly because it was so complex and difficult to explain. Nevertheless, he believed that synchronicity was of great importance, not only for his patients' well-being and fuller self-understanding, but also for his own, and he experienced it more and more frequently throughout his life. Jung defined synchronicity as a simultaneous occurrence of two meaningfully but not causally connected events. More broadly, the word can refer to any uncanny and meaningful coincidence that connects our inner and outer worlds in a manner that suggests that our inner life and outer reality are somehow more synchronized than we might previously have imagined. For example, Jung noted many well-authenticated reports of clocks mysteriously stopping at the exact time of their owner's death. This apparently occurred with a pendulum clock in the palace of Frederick the Great. An even more striking example reportedly occurred in Winnipeg, Canada. A grandfather clock stopped when its 72-year-old owner died. There was no male heir to pass it on to, following traditional practice. Several years later, the man's widow noticed that the clock had inexplicably started again. Moments afterwards, she received a phone call announcing that her first grandson had been born 15 minutes earlier. A synchronistic experience involves such uncanny timing that we feel unable to dismiss it as mere coincidence. We have a deep-seated belief in a connection between our inner self and the things that happen all around us, and the event justifies our holding this belief, or if we're borderline skeptical, it sways us towards acceptance. Even though great minds, such as Carl Jung's, have been working on synchronicity for almost a century, it remains a mystery, even to those who accept it as a genuine phenomenon. Particularly striking examples of synchronicity commonly involve a person thinking about something and then experiencing a situation that seems inexplicably related to what they'd been thinking. For example, Jung described the case of a young female patient who at a particularly poignant stage of therapy told him about a dream in which she was given a golden scarab, a piece of jewellery. Just at that moment, he heard a gentle tapping on the closed window behind him. He opened the window and in flew a winged insect, which he caught. It was a scarab-like beetle with a greeny golden sheen, a common rose chafer. Seemingly against habit, it had flown into a dark room. Jung noted that this beetle was the closest thing to a golden scarab in his part of the world. Jung remarked that nothing like this had ever happened to him before or since. The timing had seemed strangely meaningful, as the patient had seemed at that point stuck in therapy, owing to a rigidly rationalistic worldview.